Welcome to the Destined for Success podcast. I'm your host, Jennifer Takagi, and this podcast used to be called New Manager Media, Manage Right from the Start. Many of the concepts are the same, but there's a little shift. There's a shift because I know we are all destined for success, and I want to help you find the fastest, smoothest way to reach your highest best as quickly as possible. Join me in today's episode where you're going to come up with new ways to build your skills and influence others to make the impact you desire to make. I look forward to connecting with you soon. Welcome to Destined for Success. I'm your host, Jennifer Takagi. And last week, Thomas Kopp... All right, let's start that over. That was just for fun, Aaron. Welcome to Destined for Success. I'm your host, Jennifer Takagi. And last week, Thomas Cox was talking about how to build wealth. He's a financial architect, if you will. And I want to take that a little bit in a different direction for me, for my airy-fairy kind of stuff. And I want to talk about what money actually is. Money is currency, and we use it to trade. So I give the electric company money, and they keep my lights on, my heat and air working, my internet up and running, my computer powered. Like, I give them money, and they keep things running. I give money to the grocery store, and they give me groceries back. I don't know if you caught an episode a while back, but I was at a retreat, a women's retreat, and this woman for 2 days just kept bemoaning money and how evil it is and how terrible it is. And finally, I just couldn't hold myself back. I was like, in the olden days, like, I would give you furs and you would give me fruits and vegetables. Like, that's how we traded. I would give you something, you would give me something. Doctors and healer type people often would be given chicken and baked bread for coming to heal the sick person in the house. So it got, I don't know when, maybe I'll look that up and do that in the future. Then it became very standardized and coins were created and the coins had a value and you would trade them. So I don't understand how all the banking system works and the gold and there is no gold and we make up money. I don't understand how all that works, but I know if I go to the gas station, I put my credit card in and I'm able to fill my car with gas. And then I get the notice from the credit card company that I owe them money and I pay them. So money is just an exchange. It's goods for service. Or I'm paying for more service. Like, however that works. So if you're struggling because you have an idea that money is bad, money is evil, you talk about and quote the scripture incorrectly that money is the root of all evil. It's not money that is the root of all evil. It's the love of money. Casinos in and of themselves are not a problem. I don't have any trouble in the world going to a casino because I'm typically not going to gamble at all. They might give me $10 of free play and I'll play those $10 and then they're gone and I'm gone. I don't have a problem with it. That's not one of my things. But somebody who bets their house, literally, you know, the old saying, don't bet the farm, don't bet the house. It's a problem. That's a different thing. Anything to excess can be a bad thing. Moderation is the key, right? Like, we hear that all the time. You can go on a fad diet and it's extremist, and as soon as you eat a hamburger, you gain 20 pounds back. I don't know if that's true or not. I just made that up. Don't come after me for that one. But you get my drift. We do things to extreme and it's hard. on us physically, emotionally, spiritually, all the way around. It's hard on us. So if you understand and have a healthy relationship with money, then it's good to have a lot of it. Money flows. I heard this very early on in my entrepreneurial career, and one of the coaches I was working with said, oh, money's just an energetic exchange. Money flows. You have to invest money to make money. You have to hire coaches to learn the skills you need. But she didn't like help with any like parameters of that, or how you know if you're going to get a good coach. Like, who is that going to be? What is that going to look like? So I think I might have needed a little more context there, because I do think you should be a good steward. You should really be a good steward with your money and where you spend it and how you spend it. I was raised where having a bunch of debt was not a good thing. It just wasn't. And the goal was to have everything you own paid in full. Your house paid off, your car paid off, a reliable car, because we can have a car that's paid for, but then it leaves you dead on the side of the road. And that's not necessarily a good thing. But we have to like look at what the possibilities are with the money and the money flowing. I've had seasons of my life where I was like, I want $10,000 in a savings account, because I felt like that would really give me some freedom, some latitude. And I worked really hard to save that $10,000. There were a lot of Friday nights that when my friend said, we're going out to dinner and drinks, and I was like, yeah, I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't set aside $20 for that, because that's $20 not going towards my $10,000. And once I got that $10,000, it gave me freedom. It gave me flexibility. It gave me peace of mind. I had a little, you know, issue with my car. I got that squared away because I had some money I could draw upon. That's my comfort level. That's what I wanted. And I did that for many, many years. I'd spend it a little bit and I'd build it back up. That's what I was comfortable with. I wanted to know if I had an air conditioner go out, I could fix it. I could replace it. I could fix it, whatever it took. But it wasn't me hanging on to it for dear life as if I don't have any money, therefore I'm going to starve to death. That wasn't the truth. It was, I wanted a little stockpile so that I could freely operate within my world. A friend of mine's husband lost his job and he was close to retirement, so he's doing some different things now. And I was talking to her one day and she said, I'm broke. I'm just flat ass broke. I have no money. I'm broke. And I said, well, how broke are you? And she goes, what do you mean how broke am I? I'm broke. My husband isn't working full-time permanent. I don't have a steady paycheck. I'm broke. And I said, are you broke? You're at risk of losing your house and your car? Or are you broke that you can't go on vacation? Because those are two different kinds of broke. I remember very early on in my career, I had moved to the Kansas City area and I had very little money, and my boyfriend was coming to town and I called a grocery store. And back in the day, not everybody took a credit card, and you either had to have cash or write a check, and you couldn't write a check unless you had money in the bank to back the check. And I called the grocery store and I said, hey, I just need to know, do you take credit cards? And they said, yes, absolutely. So I kind of overdid it a little bit. I'm just going to be honest. I overdid a little bit. So we'd have a really fun weekend because I'm a really good cook. So I could cook and bake and whatever. And it was going to be a great weekend. And lo and behold, she checks me out and I hand her my credit card and she says, we don't take credit cards. And I was mortified because this was a Thursday or Friday. I didn't get paid till Monday. And I was pretty sure I didn't have enough to cover that check before my paycheck deposited. And that's called kiting a check, and it's illegal. You are not to write a check that you don't have the money for. So I had no choice because I had all these groceries. I didn't feel that I had a choice. I could have put something back. Let's be clear. I could have put something back. But at that point, I'd already had it all bagged and ready to go. So I wrote the check and I left very disheartened and devastated. And I was like, yep, that's not going to happen to me again. I'm going to make sure that I've got $50 in my checking account so if I go to the grocery store, I can buy some groceries. It's all your level of comfort. It's all your level of comfort. If you go around telling yourself you're broke all the time, you'll keep being broke. If you go around telling yourself you're broke all the time, you'll keep being broke. Money flows. There's an abundance of money. There's an abundance of careers and job opportunities. It may not be what you thought you were going to do. And we are in the age of AI, and there are many predictions of the jobs that will be lost. And that is true. And if you're not on the cutting edge forefront of using AI and being able to implement it and work well with it, that it could happen. It could. So focus on what you can do. Focus on what you can learn. Set aside an hour of day to start learning the AI tools that are out there to make you valuable. And as you bring money in, as you amass money, as you create your wealth in your business, be sure to use it for good. I do not watch the news very often. There's just no point. It doesn't make me happy or bring me joy. And somebody's gonna tell me what's going on. And so, if you watch the news and you see all the horrors, then it's very easy for our brains to start connecting dots. And you can start connecting dots that all money is used for evil. And the bottom line is, it is not. It is not. When you hear about the billionaires doing all these horrible things, the bottom line is, that's just a few of the billionaires. There are many that are doing a lot of good in the world. And I will look those up and I'll do those in another episode because I have looked into it, I've seen it, but I don't have it at my fingertips today as I record this audio. But money can be used for good. You can help other people. I remember one time a friend of mine was really in a bad spot, and $400 was really going to make the biggest difference in the world in her life. And I went to my husband, and we hadn't been married very long. And I said, I want to send my friend $400. And he said, okay. And I said, but we have to do it with the right mindset. We're never going to see it again. She's never going to offer it up. It's never going to be here again. When we give this, it is a gift. And that will be that. And we cannot harbor any ill feelings. And he said, perfect. Yeah, I'll send her the money. And I did. And I was very happy that I did. And I'm still happy that I did. And I would do it again. If I had the $400 to help a friend out and it would make a big difference in their life, I would absolutely do it and do it again. So you can use money for good. You can use money to ease someone's burden, to help someone out. I am going to Stillwater, Oklahoma, the home of Oklahoma State University this afternoon. Not that you really needed to know this, or you don't even know when this has happened, huh? But I am going to meet two of my great nieces who are in school there. One's a sophomore, one's a senior. My best friend's daughter, who's a freshman, and another dear friend's granddaughter, who is a junior. And I'm going to run up there and I'm going to take them all to dinner. Because I can, because I want to, because it's going to make their day really great to go have pizza. I think we're going to Empire Slice. I don't know. but not to have to worry about it, and I'll just buy dinner tonight. It will be my treat. When I was in college, if anybody ever bought my dinner or my drinks, I was thrilled to death. It made my day. Randomly, my aunt gave me a $10 bill, and I was shocked, stunned, thrilled, and amazed. So when you have money, when you've built up some money, when you've created what you want to create, and you're paid well for what you do, then you can help others. Even if it's just buying dinner for 4 college students, a freshman, a sophomore, a junior, and a senior. Actually, now that I look at it, that's the spread we have tonight. Money helps create impact. What impact do you want to make? And I challenge you to sit down and journal. They say journal. Write in your diary, whatever it takes. Write it down. What would you do if you had an extra $1,000? Not for yourself, but for somebody else. What would you do? What impact could you make? And keep in mind, you impact one person's life. Chances are what you did for them will impact 10 more and 10 more and 10 more until you're at 1 million people. I'm Jennifer Takagi with Destined for Success, and I look forward to connecting with you soon. Thank you for taking your time to spend with me on this latest podcast of Destined for Success. Please take a moment to leave a review, share it with a friend, and subscribe, and get the newest episodes every Monday morning. I'm Jennifer Takagi, and I look forward to connecting with you soon.